Greetings and welcome to our second minicast on Parashat Va'era. We're going to be taking a look at the second Aliyah, which, as everyone immediately notices, is an interjection in the middle of the narrative. And Rashi brings this up at the beginning of Shlishi in Pasuk Chavtet. It says, Hu hadibur ha'atzmo ha'mur lamala. When Pasuk Chavtet in Perek Vav repeats fairly what Pasuk Yod Gimel stated, he says, because there was the interjection of our Aliyah, and therefore it returns to that. But what is this Aliyah? It begins as follows. Eila Rashevet Avotam. And then we're told about the children of Reuven, we're told about the children of Shimon, we're told about the children of Levi, Gershon Katam Rari, and then we find out how long Levi lived. We don't find this out about anyone else except Yosef, of course. Then we're told about the children of Levi's children, B'nai Gershon, and then B'nai Kehat, and B'nai Merari. And then we go into Kahat's child, Amram, and we find out that Amram married Yocheved, and that she gave birth to Aharon and Moshe, and how long Amram lived. And then we go on down and see some of the rest of the family, and then we're told about Aharon and who Aharon married, and that, and summed up, and we're also told about Pinchas. Now, the question is, what is the purpose of this piece? It seems that this is a chance for us to be miyaches Moshe. In other words, we were introduced to, at the beginning of Perek Bet, to an ish in Beit Levi, a bat Levi, a choto, a baby, who we find out later is named Moshe, and that's the name that sticks with him, which is a whole piece by itself. And we're not told who these people are. All we're told is they're from Shevet Levi. And now, in order to understand who the leader who's about to come to Paro, at Hashem's command, and about to face him down, who he is, what his yichus is, who his family members are, all very well. However, why not start with Levi? In other words, why go to Reuven, and then Shimon, and then Levi, and then start detailing Levi? Because we don't continue. There's no mention of Yehuda's family, or Yisachar's family, or Dan's family here. So why not start with Levi? So the Ramban provides the answer. He says, and the Ramban says that the Eilo Hashem Beit Avotam, Perak Pasuk Yodalit, it says, Lo Ratzah Ketuv La'atchil Eila Shmot Bnei Levi L'Toldotam. Why didn't we start with that? Shelo Yir'eh Sheyeh Levi B'chor HaYachas Mikan Ve'elach L'Chvod Moshe. We shouldn't think that Levi is counted first and is sort of considered like a B'chor as far as the relationship goes in order to show honor to Moshe. Z'kir Achav HaGdolim Imenu V'chi Hu Nimna Shlishi. And so it mentioned his brothers first in order to show that he is the third one in line. In other words, we shouldn't think that the family order has been inverted due to great honor given to Moshe. But let's stop and think whether that's really accurate. After all, the family order has somewhat been inverted. And that was done by Yaakov when he rejected Reuven, Shimon, and Levi from the leadership and handed that leadership over to Yehuda on one hand and over to Yosef on the other hand in Parshat Vayechi, although the rumblings of that we already hear in Parshat Miketz and Vayigash. So this is a little bit of a difficult. The question is a good question. Why not start with Levi? The answer is a little bit difficult because, after all, the order of the family really did not remain Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. That's part one. Part two is, according to the Ramban's question, the text should really begin with Yehuda. Eila b'nei Yehuda, and tell us about Yehuda, and recognize that he's the Melech, perhaps b'nei Ephraim and Menashe, or b'nei Yosef, and then go to b'nei Levi. That way Levi has a subservient role, and we do not make the mistake of thinking that on account of Moshe, Levi has been elevated to the status of Bechor, and we put the proper people in front. Rather, I think we could look at it and take a leaf from the Ramban, but modify it a little bit. Take a look at the beginning of the book. The beginning of the book, Sefer Shmot, and this is picking up a page from the Ramban himself, who views Sefer Shmot from a literary perspective. As I mentioned in the first minicast, and take a look at the Ramban's introduction and his comment on the first Pasuk in Shmot. The opening of Sefer Shmot opens with a thumbnail sketch of the emigres who came down. Eile Shmot Bnei Yisrael, Habayim Yitzrayim, Et Yaakov, and we mention Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, etc. And then immediately we cut to the population explosion, the decrees, the birth of Moshe, Moshe's growing up, the sneh, all of the events of Moshe through Parshat Shmot until he finally is now back in Mitzrayim, 80 years old, ready to speak to Paro, hoping that Bnei Yisrael will back him, unsure of himself. That's where we stand now. At this point in the narrative, we go back and start filling in some of the missing pieces. Because if you recall, in Parshat Vayigash, when we were told about the emigres who came down, it wasn't just Reuven, Shimon, Levi. It was Reuven and Bnei Reuven. Shimon, Bnei Shimon. Levi and Bnei Levi. And so now the text goes back and says that thumbnail introduction that we had at the beginning of the Sefer, now we're going to fill it in. We mentioned Reuven. Reuven was first. Here are Reuven's kids. Shimon. Here are Shimon's kids. And now this list jibes with the list that we had in Parshat Vayigash of the families that came down. Now Levi. Now the purpose of this was to get to Shevet Levi, because within Shevet Levi we want to tell us about all of the other mysterious people who we've already mentioned earlier on. The Ishim Beit Levi, the Bat Levi, Achoto, the family of Moshe, to find out who these people are. And the main purpose, of course, is to find out who these leaders are who are going to stand in front of Paro, what their connection is with the beginning of the story. So indeed at this point, everything up until here, all of Parshat Shemot and the opening piece of Parshat Vayira are all an introduction to the main story of this book, which is the face-off between Moshe and Paro and the redemption of Bnei Yisrael. Everything is set up here. The oppression, the promise, the appointment of Moshe and Aharon, the first unsure steps, the unfavorable reaction first of Paro and then of Bnei Yisrael, and then a confirmation of the promise that we saw at the beginning of Vayira. Now we go back, and the text fills in the details from the beginning, from the very quick introduction of the Sefer. Now we find out more about the family, now we get more of the details, and now we're ready to really get into the thick of the story, which we will pick up in the next Aliyah.